Hashes Emor. The Hashes starts with Emor Lakahani bin Aaron for Marta Leim Lefzri Tamibamov. The Tsur of the Tzivui of Emor Vamarta is strange. It's a double Lashon. Bederach Klal Duloth, the Lishonis that are double go like Daber al Bnei Yisrael Vamarta Lehem. In which case, the double Lashon has perfect meaning. Daber Vamarta means, you know, proclaim and tell them the following. The Dibur means the way to give it over, and the Amira is what they're saying exactly. Here, when it says Emor twice, it's really the Lashon is strange. Rashi says over here, Lahazir Agdoilam Alaktanim, that there's a chiyuv to be Maz Alaktanim. From a halacha point of view, the fact that this is the Azhar of Gdoilam Alaktanim is. It's interesting. I mean, Imon of Shachin, as much as the Zivim Chinuch is a Chinuch all over, is there a special Shaila, is there a special Din in Kahanim of Chinuch? But it's interesting that Dafka over here, there should be this Indian of Gdoilam telling Kahanim. In a specific halach of Kahuna, there should be a din of Gdoilam Mitzvah al Ketanim. It's strange. It's Lechur the din should have said in Eker din, let's not get to all of Klal Yisrael. The Tanchuma merks this on starts off and he says, Emal Kahanim. Zer Shoma Kosov Imrois Hashem Amoris Tahiris. The Pasik says in Tilum, Imrois Hashem Amoris Tahiris. The Pasuk Tilum Ki'ilu, it has a double lashon, Imras Hashem Amoris Tahiris. Al Kol Ma Shekadosh Baruch Hu Mazes Yisrael Bishvil Kedushasem V'Taharasem. It's whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu warns Klal Yisrael, he is warning them for their own Kedusha and Taira. Hevei Imras Hashem Amoris Tahiris. So the Kasha, I mean the Ha'ara that Tanchuma has is the double lashon. The Teretz here not clear what it is. He's saying that everything Kadosh Baruch Hu warns Klal Yisrael is for their Kedusha and Taira. So why does it say Amira twice? It still doesn't answer the question. The Pasuk says Amoris Hashem Amor Imrois Tahiris. Obviously, the Pasuk is referring to a place in the Torah where it says two times Amira and their Torah, and his Mazik Klal Yisrael took Kedushas and Tairosim. The Itz Yosef, one of the classic Mefarshim of the Tanchuma, says that it means he's not asking why it says twice, but why it says Amir instead of Dibur. Still not clear what the Teretz is. What's the Kedushas and Tairosim? And then the Tanchuma again asks why does it say twice, and it gives a different Teretz, a Mashal, to somebody worked in the king's kitchen that the king told him not to go to the Beis HaKvaris because he always has to be Tohar and pure, which also is not clear what the Kesher is. Bar Kuponim, the Tanchum over here that says that wherever there's a Zahirus on Kedusha and Tair of Klal Yisrael, it says a double Lashon of Amira. Where's that a Teretz? One more Mokern that makes the son. The Zohar says that a Moeva Marta, that Amira is b'chashai. Amira as opposed to Dibur is out loud. Amira is b'chashai. So just like Avodas Kehanim is b'chashai, so too the Amira to them is b'chashai. So I don't know exactly what the Zohar refers to when he says that the Avodah of Kehanim is b'chashai. I mean, there is, etzim fact is that it's in a mokum that has mechitzas. There's no Issa for Yisrael to stand and watch. There is when the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, there's a din mechol ish leyim of Bakodesh, there's an Issa if anyone to be there. I don't know if that is what he's referring to. In the Kodesh itself, there was no Makom Drisa for Zarim. But if, whatever it is, it seems as if the kloliest of the avoid of Kehanim is B'chashai, and B'meila, the mirror of the Kehanim, it fits the tzura of the Kohanim. The Kohanim of B'chashai and the Amiratim of B'chashai. But we have to understand what is the Nekuda of the Chashai. I mean, when you tell somebody a secret, it's because you don't want other people to hear. I mean, what does it apply to Kohanim? It's not I mean, whether they're doing the avodas b'chashai, I mean, there's no inyan, nobody else should hear the tzivuyim to the kahanim. Doesn't make any sense. And if the chashai is also derech covered, sometimes you do something with derech covered, you do b'chashai. So then also the mirror of the iser tumah and the iser grush and so on doesn't seem to apply to chashai. That's a avodah kahuna. You could say it's a davar kodesh. You don't want to let a zar into the secret. You don't want to let a zar get involved in it. So if the avodah was b'chashai, I could understand. But the tumah and the tumas nefesh, b'chol the holy. What's the pshat that the teichin of avodah kahuna is b'chashai, and the whole Torah is b'chashai? Those are the yonim I wanted to be aiming on. There's Reb Tzadik says, and he makes a parallel between two or three different yonim. He says the chashai, he explains the difference in dibur and amira, in the sense that dibur is bekoil, and amira is bechashai. He says it's like tal and mutter, it was like rain and like tal, and it's like Torah Shabbat Peh and Torah Shabbat Ksav. The metzias of tal, the difference in tal and geshem, they are two very different ifanim of in which the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia onto the earth. Geshem is seen and heard and perceived as it comes down Mulamalo. For instance, Geshem coming, it comes Bekoil, it comes Berash, and the transfer Mulamalo Lamato is very noticeable. In Tal, the person wakes up in the morning and the ground is wet. For the person who relies only on the perception of his sight or just his pashut, his muskul rishon, it seems as if the wetness springs from the ground or the plants itself. It's coming from the bottom. So the metzias of geshem is a metzias of a hashpah that you see it coming from a kaddish baruch hu. Geshem comes with koilus abrokim. Vageshem nitach arza. It comes sometimes maluva through koilus abrokim. It makes a sound when it comes down. Geshem is something that comes down milmalumata. Tal is something that we find it here. The fact that it even though it came milamala, it seems as if it just simply seeps up from the bottom. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechalek Torah into two chalakim. There's a chalak of Torah that comes milamal lamata, in the sense HaKadosh Baruch Hu was misyatzeh bar Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came with koilus abrokim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu ripped open shamayim. The whole nesina of Torah comes with the perception of the milamal lamata shaboyim. And that is the chshivas of Torah. That it's the Dvar Hashem, and it's totally the Dibur Hashem forcing its way onto the ground. Torah Shebal Peh is different. Torah Shebal Peh comes from keilu what we're mechadish. This Amar Darsh and the Pasuk is Mechadish this. This Amar Darsh and the Pasuk is Mechadish this. And when a person opens up the Gemara, it's Amar Reb Shimon, Amar Reb Yehuda, Reb Yehuda, Amar Reb Shimon, Amar. It's these are the Diburim of Amoraim Tanoim. They're our Diburim. But it's not quite like that, because, I mean, if a person says what he thinks, it's nothing. It's Megaloparim Betarish like Halacha. It's the pshat, the person that hears what the Torah says. So the whole shas is a b'chin of tal, where it seems to have seeped up from the ground itself. It seemed to have been coming from us, and then we realize that be'etzim this is divrei Hashem. So you have two types of dibur Hashem. There's a dvar Hashem which comes b'dibur. meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu addresses us, and then there's Amira, which Ki'ilu seems to be coming from us. Let's explain it more in Lechisha. When a person speaks to someone else, the trick of understanding what's being said, the burden, let's put it this way, of understanding what's being said is all on the speaker. The speaker should say it as clearly as possible, as forcefully as possible, as passionately as possible. It's all the stronger and the more powerful the dibur is. The dibur itself is supposed to knock over the shemeah and force its opinion, its das, whatever it is, onto the shemeah. That is the mahalach of dibur. When a person whispers something, when something is given b'lechisha, or b'chashoy, chashoy and lechisha is the same thing. I mean, chashoy means hidden, lechisha means a hidden saying, a whisper. When somebody is whispered to someone else, the amount of the effect and the knowledge transmitted and so on depends mainly on the koyach hashmia of the shemea. In as much as the person it pays attention, focuses, tries to hear what's being said, that's how much he's koyach. So in the two modes of speaking, dibur and lechisha, dibur is the chelik of Torah that it's the koyach Hashem, the koyach Hadvar Hashem that comes, and that's wherein lies its power of hashpah, and that's why in Torah Shebekhtav the ikar mitzvah is kriya, it's reading what it says, and that itself is gives it the effect of the ikar effect of the Torah Shabbat. And then you have Torah Shabbat Peh, that its mitzias is b'chashai, it's the tal of Torah, it's the makom where a person is, it's where, in as much as a person strains to understand, in as much as a person strains to listen, that is where he understands. So you have both two tzuras of diburim, two tzuras of communication. One of which is has the power of dibur and it's begolui and so on. The other one lies in the koyach of shmiya and the koyach of klita and so on. In the chelkei amitzvus itself, there are two types of mitzvahs. There are mitzvahs that are bad, wrong. There's gneven, ritzich, and znus. All those inyanim are inyanim that are blatantly wrong. They're wrong because it's connected hefach tzuras adam. And those inyanim HaKadosh Baruch gave b'dibur, and those inyanim the person is meant to hear as mefurish HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked and so on. That is that chelik of Torah. There's a second chelik of Torah where you speak to someone who is, you tell the person, you know, you can be much higher than yourself. You can raise a person to a level that he's not quite there yet. So that chelik of Torah cannot be given b'dibur. The chelik of Torah, and it's the same thing. The chelik of Torah that is leisirtzach, the chelik of Torah that leitignoit, the chelik of Torah leitinap, those are all given by koilus ubrokim, because the person has to inherit as koilus ubrokim dik. The person has to inherit as this is a metzias. It's the force of the dibur that has to keep the person away. But then there's another chelik of a Torah. There's a chelik of Torah that says, there's more. You can be at a higher darga. That chelik of Torah doesn't have a kesher to dibur. That's a chelik of Torah that a person has to hear it. If he doesn't hear it, he doesn't hear it. You can't give it to dibur because that's not the emes of it. It's not begoli. It's not also. There's nothing wrong with imitamit termes. There's nothing wrong with manga grusha and so on. It in yonim that are Kedusha Yisera, Kedusha Yisera, don't have a shaychis to this inyan over here to this inyan of Dibur. There's a Gemara in Tainis. It says Rabbi Yochanan and Ilfus were learning together, and they both had a very hard time with Parnassa, and they decided together to go work. So they were going, and then they were resting in the middle, and then a Basco came out and said, whoever goes back to Yeshiva now is going to be extremely matzliach. So Rabbi Yochanan, Ilfus, hey, did you hear something? So Ilfus said, no, I didn't hear anything. So Rabbi Yochanan said, if I heard it, then it's meant for me. And he went back, and Ilfus continued. There's a Hemshech story there. The pshat is, the derech ha'olam is vasafta ganecha. That is the derech ha'olam. And mitzad din yonei ha'olam, that's the right mahalach. That is the right mahalach. And therefore, a person is not allowed to say, you're not allowed to go work, you have to sit and learn, because it's wrong. It's fakat. To say it that way, it's an ivus hatsura, and it's megalopanim b'tayrus lekalocha. The only way, it's for the person that hears the koil that it's shaykh to. This is the chelik of Torah, where if your ear is not fine-tuned enough to hear that baskol, then you don't belong there. You're right. That chelik of Torah is shaykh to those that have the shmir for the whispers in the Bria. And those that don't hear, they're not allowed to do it like that. The chelik of Azhar is kahuna is a kedusha yisera. And b'meila, a person, the way in which you tell people about kedusha yisera is not through dibur. You're not allowed to. You can't. It's a mirror. It's kahanim have a kedusha in them that is kedusha yisera, and kedusha yisera is because you can deher the kedusha. So the first thing is the Tanchuma explains emoeva marta is because the imrus Hashem amoris tohoiris tsrufois mizukokai shevasayim. Those kol amiras that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael is only for kedusha taira, meaning the chelik of Torah, every other chelik of the Torah is daber v'amata. It's a tzivui. This is what a yid has to do. This is a requirement that you have to, because that's the metzias of what you are. And those inyanim are given b'dibur. Those inyanim of amira, those inyanim where it says amor v'amata, which kedushas kehuna is the avle kulhoin, that deals with the kedusha and the Torah of Klal Yisrael. That deals with those inyanim that are specially Kaddish. And b'meila, that's the tzura to give it over. When Rashi says that the amira is something that is shayach to the lahazir gdol makana, which again, it's the drashas chazal over here. It's because, in a certain sense, lahazir gdol makana means like this. A cotton is mufka from tzivuyim. You can't be metzava a cotton. The only way a cotton does something is because he wants to imitate the adult. A cotton realizes he's a cotton. A cotton realizes that a gadol is a cheshevet surer than him. A cotton knows he's not holding by it, but in his desire to be a gadol, he emulates the gadol. So a cotton is called an ena mitzuva voisa. He's not a mitzuva voisa because what he is does not accept tzivuyim. That's that he's not a bar das, and b'meili can't accept tzivuyim. That's the tzura of a cotton, and b'meila, you can't do diburim on a cotton because he's ena mitzuva voisa. The only way a cotton is shayach to doing is because he understands, he dehers, something in him dehers that there's a higher tzura, there's a gadol, and he would like to be like a gadol. He somehow intuitively has a feel that this is the right thing, and b'meila, he does like the gadol. So in a sense, the whole parsha of Kehuna is a gadol being mitzava katan. The whole parsha of Kehuna, more of the iron, the Sfarim speak a lot about the fact that Kedushas Kehuna is a latent Kedusha in Kehuna, even if they are not Kedushim. The Kayan could be a prosta Kayan. We tell them you're Bnei Aaron, and b'meila within you, you have the tzura of a gadol of Aaron in you. And the only way we appeal to you as a Bnei Aaron to do this and this. So be'etzim, the whole has Horan Kayhanim on Kedusha Yisera, above the Kedusha that everybody Kaisel is meant to have and keep. The Kedusha Yisera is a p'china of a gadol b'mitzav alakotin. Even though technically it's a halacha and it's a tzivui, and the Gemara with Darshan Yochel, if he doesn't want to keep the Gemara as a havamina, if he doesn't want to keep the Kedusha, maybe we don't force him. V'kidashtoi dafnoi, the Gemara says, you hit him, and there's a chiyuv to force him, because the chosos, it goes to the Gidrei HaMitzvahs. But be'etzem mitzad the whole mitzias of mitzvahs kehuna, it's a gadol mitzav ala katan. This keilu, the person is not holding there, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking them to rise to the occasion. And that's the pshat, the maise kehunas b'chashai, and this is also b'chashai because that's the metzias of kehuna, that it's a lifnim ishur sadin, it's past where dibur takes place, and it has to be chashai. Let's understand a little bit more in the other inyanim besides this inyanim of kehuna. So nimtzinu lemedim, there's two oifanim of dvar Hashem. One is shayich to one is dibur, one's amira. Be'etzem, those two oifanim were already there's an inyan that we do talk like that we once we mentioned it in a different context. It says Shema, Kriya Shema for us is Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem Kvod Machutz Olam Voed. And the Gemara says, Gemara Psochim, Shema Yisrael is a pasuk in the Torah. It's a chiyuv to say it, the twice a day. It's the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem. Baruch Shem Kvod Machutz Olam Voed doesn't say in the Torah. So the Gemara says Yaakov Avinu said it. Since Yaakov Avinu said it, b'meila, we also say it. So the Gemara said we had a quandary. What should we do? Should we say it? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't tell us to say it. Should we not say it? Avinu Yaakov said it. So the Gemara says Elo, you say it b'chashai, which we whisper. You say it b'lachash. What's the compromise over here? The Rambam, when we says it, the Rambam's lashon is that this is something that we have b'kabbalah. And that's why we say it b'lachash. The teretz is, that is the difference between teyer shebiksav and teyer shebalpeh. There's a teyer shebiksav that it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Shema Yisrael, listen, it's this is what I'm telling you. And then there's a chelak of teyer shebalpeh, which is b'chashai be'etzim. Teyer shebalpeh is b'chashai be'etzim. Just like the pasuk says, Tizal, the Rapsodic says, Tizal katalim rossi, the Azina Shmai Vadabera, Visishma Aratsim, then it says, Tizal katalim rossi, the beginning of the pasuk is Geshem, the second pasuk is Tal, there's Geshem and Tal, one connected to Hashem, seven connected to Hashem of Alpeh. So the Nyonim of Dibur, we say loud, and in Yonah confrontation of Alpeh, we say b'chashai. I want to understand it one step further. I mean, it's very nice that as far as the Mekoros go, this is the Raisa, this is Rabbonis, this is that. I mean, we don't fool around in the middle of Krishna in saying Yonim that the Medrash. I mean, even in Birchas Krishna, we don't say piyutim because we don't want to break up the brachas and the tzura of brachas and the spedas. I mean, in Krishna itself, it's lovely that there's a chazal that tells us about Yaakov Avinu and his banim and so on and so forth. But to stick it in between the first pasuk and the parsha, it's in halachically it's It's one of the worst places to stick it in. Well, what's the pshat to stick in a divrei chazal? And it says moshal lebas melech that she had this and tzikik teira. I mean, it's very nice to say this to Hashem. Hashem should accept. The teretz is adarabah in being miyachid shem shemayim in kabbalas oil malchus shemayim. There are two inyanim of kabbalas oil malchus shemayim. There's a kabbalas Hakadosh Baruch Hu spoke twice. There's aseres adibris. And those are the Inyan HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzaveh, and a person is mekabel that oil malchus shemayim of the Inyan HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzaveh, and that's Shema Yisrael. It's a dibur of divrei Torah, kolul in the inyanim. I mean, if Aschan is right next to Aseres HaDibris, it's kolul in the inyanim of dibur. And then there's a second. It says basar mamoros nivra oilam. There were 10 mamoros with which the world was created. I mean, where are they? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't say things. I mean, the Rishonim explain Mamoris means without effort. So why didn't say Machshavis? I mean, you know, why does it say anything? Why Basar Mamoris? Akash Baruch created the world emphatic. I mean, if a person who's weak mutters to himself when he's working, what does it mean Akash Baruch used Mamoris? What for if nobody heard it? Akash Baruch created the world emphatic. Basar and Yonim, Basar and Madregas, whatever, if you want to say 10 steps, say 10 steps. What does the word Mamoris mean? The Teretz is, there are Diburim in the world that, like Aseres HaDibris, that are there, except that you have to bend an ear to listen to them. They're not forcing themselves into you. You have to be sensitive and listen to it. So, when Yaakov Avinu said, when his children said Shema Yisrael, and Yaakov said Baruch Shem Kod Malchusoy, these were two. They were the Yichud Hashem in both ways. There's a Yichud Hashem when the person acknowledges the words that HaKadosh Baruch Hu broadcast in the world, and there is the Yichud Hashem when a person acknowledges the Divrei Hashem that he hears in the world. It's a much deeper oifen, and when we can't say it the same way because we have to say it the way it is. Shema Yisrael are the diburim of Kol Rom, and that's why we say Shema Yisrael. Baruch Shem Kod Malchuser are the diburim that whisper in the world. They are the diburim that are in the world, but unless the person listens to it, he doesn't hear them. So it's not an extra chazal tagged in a piyut to embellish the Krishna. There's two yichudim. The person's mekabel on himself what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, and the person's mekabel on himself what he hears in the Briya. And that's the pshat in the words. Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchusoy Loilam Voed, as opposed it's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu whispers from the Briya that the person puts an ear to it and is mekabel it. And that's the mashal with the tzikik teira with the bas melech over there. That I don't remember. The food is open food. The tzikik teira is where the taste lies hidden in something else. There's an expression used in Gemara Psachim in the second parak. You can have sometimes a fire. There are three stages that a fire has. There's an open flame, and that is called kinegresh. That's, you know, there's a fire that's called eish, and you can cook against it, you can bake against it. That's that. There is a fire that's extinguished. That's called oimimois. There's a middle stage. There are coals that there is no flame, but they're hot, and those are called loichashis. There's oimimais means coals that are cold, they're extinguished, the kvuyim Rashi says, there's nothing left to it. They once had a fire, and they're gone. There's an open fire, and that's keneged eish. And then there's a middle dagger called gecholim loichashis, because when you have coals that are hot, but there's no flame, you don't see anything. If the person doesn't stand close, he doesn't see the difference. But Rashi says you hear them as if they're whispering and crackling to each other. There's a whisper from those gecholim. The cold ones are dead, and the whisper you hear at Betzim, the fire is there. So the lechisha of those gecholim is the fire that's tomun, even though it's not begolim. I mean, in a certain sense, these inyanim, as far as the yeshiva goes, it's zeh klal kol ha-teira kulei. If a person wants to know what a person has to do, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is forcing a person to do, he knows it already. That's it. We're overqualified, Baruch Hashem. It's the dinim, the halachas. Fine. If a person's only question is, where does it say that I can or can't do it, that I should do it, I shouldn't do it, with that attitude, we're way past that, Baruch Hashem. That's fine. And if the person's holding it there, that's all he's holding, that's that. Kedusha, Maila, Ben Aliyah, Ben Torah, anything that we talk about with those in Yonim that are usher, blatantly usher and blatantly chiyuv, we talk in terms of Te'eva, Zima, the Leisetamu. The Torah uses coarse, derogatory, sharp terms, because that's why we understand that this is usher, this is bad, this is what you must do. But that is the avodah of a person on a low level. But if a person is looking, what else is there? So like manashal kashis, if I'm not told to do this, if the Torah did not tell me that it's aser, if the Torah did not tell me that I'm chayim, so what should I do? Why should I do? The answer is, when you get through, that's what you were told to do, you basically pass in that. What do you hear? I mean, the Bria is whispering. The whole Bria is, the Asarim Amorais means, if the world is created by Asarim Amorais, it means that the whole world is Gecholim Loichashais. What are they whispering? When a person doesn't want to hear, he can just talk loudly enough, then the whisper, he can't hear the whisper. But if the person doesn't focus, he hears just a crackle, but doesn't hear specifics. If a person wants to shtalzach to tamira, a person has to focus on what's being said. He has to understand that the real beauty of the Bria, the real teichin, is hidden in the mamarim. It's being whispered. It wasn't proclaimed. It wasn't yelled at him. And ledaiti, it's the right way to do it. Sometimes. The Aliyah from Hamoinam, and the step over the line, the crossing the line, is the awareness that the person is not just doesn't want to just exist, but the person wants to rise above himself. He realizes that every person where he is a cotton, and there's a das of a gadol that's oymed al gabov, and gives him a certain paradigm that a person can be better than that. Where I'm holding now, I don't have to do this. But there's something pulling me to be more than I am, to be better than I am. And the side to that, so the first thing a person has to want to, and the person has to start listening. A person learns a parasha and a kedoshim to you. The first sight is the eyes jump to the lemaisa. Okay, don't do this, don't do this, do this. But a person who's out for the whisper hears in kedoshim to you, the kikodesh ani. In that he begins to hear what it's about. Kedoshim tiyu ki kodesh ani, I'm kodesh, so you can be like me. There's something in there that a person, he's not holding there, he can't hear it clearly, but he can make out a whisper of something. There's something to it that pulls me to it. The Zohar in the beginning of the parasha here, the in his akdama, he bets him, the teichen of his words are negeah for later. But the hakdama of his is striking because it runs so well, so close to what the Indian we're talking about. He starts off the parasha Emor v'matol kahanim morav tuvcha asher tzafanta lirei'echa achosim bo. How much good has a Kadosh Baruch Hu hidden for those people that the good people that wait for that await a Kadosh Baruch Hu? And he says a Kadosh Baruch Hu created Oyer, and he saw that there would be Rishayim in the world, the Chazal that Rashi brings down, and therefore what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did was he felt it wasn't right, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid it and was going to sit matzpin it, and so on. And then the flow of the Zohar, the Hemshech is, he speaks about Misa and Ptira, and the what happens at the Yom HaPtira and so on. The flow of the Zohar is towards explaining Meis, Tumas Meis, and Kedushas Kuna. That's Betzem his Hemshech HaDvar. But the Akdama to it is striking because it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world did not reveal a chelik a small chelik of what there was to reveal. He revealed the real good in the world is hidden. When the person asks, so where is the toiv? The toiv is not what's in front of your eyes. The toiv is always which is tzofen. If you're looking for the toiv, it lies in the chelik that's tzofen. And the chelik that's tzofen, no one is going to tell it to you. No one's going to ram it down your throat, and no one can force you to do it. You can't, because then it becomes diburim. It stops becoming the ability to be zeicha to this chelik of the mitzias, the ability to strive for kedoshim, for kedushas kahuna. The klai Yisrael is an am of kahanim. The klai Yisrael be'etzem is supposed to be a kahuna. The kahuna was supposed to be all of klai Yisrael. I mean, the kedushas b'chayos was supposed to be kahuna. The klai Yisrael is called mamlechas kahanim. That chelik of being starts when a person realizes that where I'm holding it's not at. Wherever I'm holding it's not at. It's there's always something ahead. And to get that something ahead, I wanna do it, I don't wanna shut it out. And I have to listen with sensitivity and get a feel for what's hidden. And that's when the person shtals to the lechisha, and that's where the person gets the Rav Tuva Shatzafan Terecha. Yeah. What kind of mitzvah is women have? What is the first thing that the mitzvah is? That which is a tzivuy in Shulchan Aruch, that which we call tzivuyim, is